Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Brian Weech of the World Wildlife Fund after this.
When storms run their course in Oklahoma, they can leave a path of unwanted destruction to vehicles. Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance realizes you want to be back in the driver's seat as soon as possible. This is why local agents and adjusters are on hand to provide you with the upfront service you need when disaster strikes. When other companies tout savings and gimmicks, we deliver personal service when you need it the most. Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance. We're okay, so you're okay.
Neighbors, want to tell you about the Grass to Grid Customer Appreciation Sale coming Saturday, July 16th at high noon at the Red River Livestock Market just south of Ardmore, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 800 commercial bred cows, bred heifers, and open heifers, and featuring 150 clubby bred females. For sale information, you can contact John Griswold, 405-780-3300. That's 405-780-3300. Grass to Grid Customer Appreciation Sale, July 16th, Red River Livestock Market. 10 or 15 years ago, nobody knew anything about a carbon footprint. But today, it's a mighty big deal. And according to Brian Weech, Director of Livestock Agriculture for the World Wildlife Fund, beef production in the United States, and for that matter globally, does have a very significant carbon footprint.
Agriculture takes a huge footprint, and it makes sense because everyone on the planet needs to eat. But 33% of the Earth's land resource is already used in either crops, grazing, or food production of some sort. And that's 58% of the inhabitable land. The world's population is increasing. It's predicted to increase by over 3 billion people by 2050, and that there will be roughly 10 billion people by the end of this century living on this planet. Incomes will increase despite current economic times. Economists predict incomes to increase over that same period of time, which means consumption will increase. And demand for meat will increase the most among all food products. The FAO, Food and Agriculture Organization of the UN, is predicting. And this very interesting statistic or prediction that 70% of people by 2050 will live in urban centers around the world, which will cause a dichotomy between those people and where that food that they will be eating is coming from. The message is that impacts are acceptable with 6.9 billion people, won't be acceptable when there's 9.1 billion people living on this planet in 2050. So we need to use resources more efficiently, and we need to intensify production to provide the food for these people.
Brian Weech says the key is to be more efficient than ever before in beef production. In other words, not use as many resources in producing that pound of beef.
The kind of buzz phrase that we say is we need to freeze the footprint of food. So what does that mean? And how will that happen? That will come about. We'll be able to produce more with less using a myriad of methods. Improvements in genetics, improvements in production management strategies, the use of technology, increasing the yield of underperforming land, property rights, both real and intellectual property rights will play a part of that, decreasing waste and decreasing overconsumption, all will play an important role in producing the food that the world needs in the years to come in a way that is sustainable.
Brian Weech of the World Wildlife Fund with us today talking about sustainability and U.S. and global beef production. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to oklahomafarmreport.com and subscribe today.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.